This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WRFL Lexington. It's 4 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability here in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current director of outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show comes from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. And this week, I'm joined by Josie Moore, and she is a student here at UK who did a research study called Big Blue, Live Green, and it was centered around plastic bag use here on campus. So, Josie, thanks so much for coming on here today.
Thanks for having me.
So first, I know I already said your name, but can you just introduce yourself, like what year you are, what your major is, et cetera?
Yeah, of course. My name is Josie, and I'm a junior here at the University of Kentucky. My primary major is agriculture economics, and my minor is international studies.
Awesome. Thanks. Well, once again, thanks for coming on. I'm excited. So your project was called Big Blue, Live Green. And so what was the central question that you were trying to answer with this?
The main point of our project was to bring awareness to students on their sustainable behaviors. So the main part of this was, what could we do to help students make almost better choices when it comes to using plastic bags when they go shopping on on-campus locations? And we were able to really tune into the UK dining sector by using the Wildcat pantries.
Okay, awesome. Where did you get the idea for this project?
I actually had just a really good mentor in the College of Ag. His name was Jared Penn. And
we talked about Jared last week.
That's really?
He's everywhere.
So I had a really great mentor. And then I was actually hired as a sustainability assistant through UK Dining. And my boss at the time, she was just really looking for better ways for us to become more aware about students and what they really wanted to see on campus and what we could do to help make the sustainability environment better and how UK Dining could be better at it. And so it kind of was, we were bounced around ideas, and one of them we were noticing was a lot of people using plastic bags in the Wildcat pantries for like one item or taking multiples. And we were just thinking, well, what if we could decrease that in some way?
Awesome. That sounds very interesting. Also very, like, helpful, too, because we always want to decrease our plastic bag use because they're everywhere. So what was your specific role with this? Were you, like, the project head? Like, what was your role with it?
I was the project head on this. So my boss ended up going to a nonprofit. And so when she left, it really kind of more so fell to me, and I've really enjoyed it. I got to coordinate a staff about 10 other students to help with this study, which is really interesting from grad students to undergrad. I got to meet a lot of new people, especially people who I don't think would have necessarily wanted to be involved with this before. We got them interested just by going to these different classes and offering it up to all students to come out. And so I think they learned a lot, which was really cool for me to see, like, them change throughout this experience too. And I also coordinated with the nonprofits that the donations will be going to. So that was my primary jobs.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. That's cool. I like it. And you all also partnered with UK Dining. And so I know that they had a huge role in this. So can you talk a little bit about, like, how they played a part with this project?
Yeah. So the College of Agriculture, Student Sustainability Council, and UK Dining were all really cohesive team in making this project successful, honestly. A large part of what UK Dining did was they let us use our facilities first and foremost. We did have to get some certifications to actually have this study because it was mostly for the College of Ag, honestly. So the reason I got into this role was partly because I worked for the sustainability unit, but it was more of coming from a College of Ag student standpoint. That's really why I was doing this project. This is like near and dear to my heart. I'm going to be presenting it at conferences. So like, it is a big deal for me. So UK Dining was just kind enough to let us use their Wild Pantry locations. But they also are, their big initiative is buying local food. And so they were able to supply us with lots of incentives. So we had toffee popcorn at all the locations to give to students when they participated in the surveys. And so a large part of what they did was not only donate their locations, but donate goods and services. And it was just really awesome that they happened to be local snacks too.
Yeah, that's a good addition to this whole study. And so you've talked a little bit about the incentives and everything. So can you talk more like in detail, like how this study was conducted, like really like what you guys did with it?
Yeah, of course. So the study really ran during the fall semester, this past fall semester. So it's kind of over, but we're still having the program running in the 90 Wildcat Pantry. So if you go there and you forego a plastic bag, you'll get a donation token for your nonprofit. But how the study ran when we were doing it last fall was basically students would come in and we would just observe and see just their type of behavior. So we'd count their items. We wouldn't really, it doesn't really matter what they bought. It was just more of like the size of the items they bought and how many they bought, just to see if there was a trend in why they were choosing to use a plastic bag. And we tried to encourage the cashiers to use as little prompting words. So not going, hey, would you like a plastic bag with that? Because past studies, we have seen that enhances the number of plastic bags. So students are more likely to be like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll take a plastic bag if someone hints at it. So the whole idea was we were really trying to decrease that prompting language from cashiers so that all the decision-making was on students. So students would come in, and if they would forego a plastic bag, we had, the idea was, it was, we call it nudge research. So we never directly told students or wanted to affect the way that students were making decisions. We just had a lot of advertising. So we had posters in there and we had the nonprofit posters to encourage students to forego a bag and receive a donation token in exchange for that. We also had some really great donation things. So students would get a donation token and that money goes directly to a Big Blue Pantry, Glean Kentucky, and the local Sierra Club. So it's we got a really good diverse group. It was really interesting to just see how students even chose their nonprofit. That was kind of the main point of it. We had observers just watching students, like I said, counting how many, what would change the effects of why they would choose a plastic bag or not.
And before, like, you started it, or kind of as it was going on, like, what was your hypothesis? Like, what did you think was going to happen? Or did you? Or was it kind of just, like, up in the air?
No, we did think that we would see at least a slight decrease, just because it's just kind of like the mob mentality in a way type deal. If you see someone else doing something, you're like naturally inclined. It's just like when someone yawns in class, like then you yawn. That's kind of the idea was behind it, was we originally hypothesized that it would decrease a little bit, but we didn't know if it would decrease a significant amount, honestly, just like mostly because of the short time period too. With so many changes going on campus with the new student center and all that, we really wanted to make sure that we could kick this out in this semester and get as many observations as possible. Our main hypothesis was we thought we would see a small decrease, like if a student saw someone else forego a bag, get a token, you're like, oh, hey, that's cool. I don't really need a bag, that just fill up my trash can faster. So like that was the idea behind our hypothesis.
Awesome. And you all used both Wildcat pantries, right? The two big ones?
Yeah, we originally planned to use a bunch of the Wildcat pantries, honestly, but there's just such a variety in the size. So like when you have a research project, you want your control to be having almost the exact same experience as the one that's being changed. So the 90 was our the location that had a change to it that we were implementing that program at. And Holmes Hall was the one that we weren't changing anything about. It does have slightly less foot traffic. And I think that's just mostly based on like with the library and all the other stuff that were located at the 90. But for the most part, they were very similar ones for us to compare. So that's why we chose those two.
Okay, awesome. And so you said I kind of want to like talk a little bit about the incentives you all used now.
Okay.
So you said that you used donations, and also did you use something else as well?
No, we tried to keep that as the same throughout
yeah.
the study.
Okay.
But it was really cool because working with the sustainability unit here on campus, my big job is to source local food for UK Dining. That works in coordination with Food Connection. And so we source a lot of local food. And so one of these vendors, they do toffee popcorn, and they're like mm-hmm. kind of self-serve sizes. So it was really cool because we got to kind of partner with them
yeah.
And partner with UK Dining and Food Connection to buy these. And it was donated by UK Dining once again. And so we were able to give hundreds of these out to students
yeah.
who took surveys. And so it was really cool, especially because I feel like a lot of the time students don't necessarily like go out of their way to purchase stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did think it had nothing to do with the study, honestly. The incentives
yeah.
didn't. But I think it's great just because kids get to see what other type of things they can buy and what kind of local things, like almost all of your little snacks you can get in some way type, like even your chocolate bars you can
mm-hmm.
get local from like Old Kentucky Chocolate or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
And so like I just think that's a really great thing to like promote that as much as possible. So that was a
yeah.
secondary thing of our project, which
awesome.
Is cool.
Yeah, just like adding something else. I like it. And so you also said that if they did not use a plastic bag, they could choose one of the three nonprofits to donate to?
Yeah.
And what were those again?
It was Big Blue Pantry, Glean Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of similar to Big Blue Pantry in a way. So Big Blue Pantry was like, how we decided on those, honestly, which is kind of the funniest thing, is we let the managers of the location get to pick one.
Okay.
And then the sustainability assistants from the unit got to pick one as a cohort. So it was really cool because both the managers picked more local ones. So
yeah.
we had one of them pick the Big Blue Pantry, which is here on campus. You guys should all look into it. They're really great. And they're one of the nonprofits. And then the other one was Glean Kentucky, which
mm-hmm.
is more of a like Lexington area
yeah.
Type deal. If anybody's ever been out to food chains like that, it's located over there. They have offices. And they're really great. And they do a very similar thing than as Big Blue Pantry, just trying to redistribute food and stuff. And then Sierra Club is more of an environmental-based one, and that's the one that the sustainability assistant shows. That's more of a state one. They have a chapter, a Cumberland chapter is what
mm-hmm.
it's called around here, and they're just more environment-based. So we wanted to make sure that we had options in different, like, tiers. So, like, if you're not interested in donating to, like, a UK one, you
yeah,
have other options.
You have options.
So that was behind the
yeah.
those ones, how we picked those ones.
Yeah, the study sounds awesome. There's so many, like, trying to reduce
levels.
Waste
yeah.
and also nonprofits and also local. Like, there's
yeah.
so many, like, different
the
facets
of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
which is awesome.
It's kind of crazy.
So before we really get into the results, we're going to have to take a quick break. So we will be right back. Hello, we're back on WRFL, and this is Sophie, your host for Green Talks. And once again, I'm here today with Josie Moore, and she is a junior here at UK, talking about her recent study that she just completed about reducing plastic bag use here on campus. So just to hop right back in kind of where we left off, what were the results of this study?
So we're actually still going through. It's a lot of data. We had over 4,000 observations to go through and stuff. But our initial results are we were able to decrease bag usage by 10%, which is a pretty significant number considering the people that, like, how much people shop there, first of all, and how many things they buy. So it was actually kind of exciting. I would like to say I was pleasantly surprised by
mm-hmm.
our results so far. We're still working on, like, demographics of it all and stuff. That's our whole deal was the survey and the observations. We want to make sure that they coordinate, and so we're still working on that. But, yeah, so far our preliminary results looks like we decreased bag usage by 10%.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome.
In the 90 location. So that was really exciting, and we're hoping to, like, continue that trend almost. Like, once more students recognize that this program's in place, or if it just makes them more aware,
mm-hmm.
that's my main goal, and we're really hopeful that that's what continues to happen at
yeah.
that location.
Awesome. Yeah, and I feel like 10% for, like, that many people is
yeah.
a lot. So
well, and in a semester, I think that's
yeah.
that's another big thing that people don't necessarily realize is that's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, definitely. So were there any, like, major challenges with this, or That's kind of a hard question. I'm sorry.
No, it is a little difficult. I mean, like, anytime you have, like, a team or you're trying to coordinate, the thing is with this, so as an ag econ student, a big part of ours is having hard data and stuff. Research for us, we not only want to be doing a cool project and implementing this, but we also want to have significant data that we can help other students. We've already had other schools reach out and, like, be interested in this project and, like, how they can do it on their campus, which is really cool and really unique because we're, so far, there is no other research that is really like this. We haven't had an experience where someone's tried to do this on a college campus, mm-hmm. specifically in, like, privatized dining or anything like that. So it's been really cool because we've been able to get such massive number on data, like, yeah. even more than we were really anticipating, which was a whole new experience. And so I think the biggest challenge was coordinating a team of 10,
yeah.
making sure that we are getting observations at the same time. So trying to keep the locations as similar as possible. So mm-hmm. observing at the same time, having cashiers behave the same way, mm-hmm. Having observers catalog small, medium, large items the same way. So it's just all about consistency. And I yeah. think that was the biggest obstacle was we had to do continual training a little bit through it. And I, like, bless my team's heart because, like, yeah. they were awesome through it all. Didn't mind when I emailed, texted, called them all the time yeah. doing this and stressed them out. So, yeah, that was just, like, the big thing was keeping it consistent was probably the most difficult thing for us mm-hmm. to do.
Definitely. But it sounds like it's ended up really well.
Yeah.
And all the data's coming
so
together.
So far, yeah, I'm really excited
good,
about it.
So it's good. And you said that you were going to present this study. Where are you doing that / when is that happening?
Well, my first presentation is going to be at NCUR at Central Oklahoma in April, I believe, is the mm-hmm. first one. So I'm still working a lot with Jared Penn, who he now works at LSU. So sorry, Jared. But, but yeah, I'm still working with him. And so we're still working out those. But there's a few conferences that we've submitted abstracts for and we're, you know, we're looking out for and getting excited about. So, yeah, our mm-hmm. first one will be in Central Oklahoma, which will be very cool.
Yeah.
I think more than even the conferences that I'm excited to present at, it's going to be talking to other schools because as cool as I think it is to, like, oh, publish this or, mm-hmm. you know, put a study out there that has hard data and, like, something I can be proud of as an undergrad.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool that it's going to have an actual effect on, hopefully have an actual effect on
yeah.
the way students behave at the Wildcat Pantries here and to help other schools get on this same kind of trend. Like, I do think it's an important thing that we can work on and improve at.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can get other schools to get behind this too, like, I think that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's very applicable and can yeah. easily make, like, actual change on campus. So that's yeah. awesome that, you know, this study can really be applied.
I agree.
And kind of tying into that, do you think UK Dining will use this information to improve their sustainability initiatives, or, like, where really, like, do you think the future of this project is going, either, like, independently or, like, also, like, within UK specifically?
Yeah, I would like to say, like, the major goal of this project was to bring customer awareness mm-hmm. basically to their effects on the environment and their footprint. So my better question is, how will this project improve student sustainability behaviors? Honestly, I think this project was able to bring awareness to more than just the environmental groups and the sustainability groups here on campus because mm-hmm. it really kind of made them think. And I think when they saw, like, other people doing it, they felt the urge to want to do it too. And even if that's the only reason why they chose to forego a bag, like, that's satisfying to me. Like, yeah. you know, at least they thought about it and they considered it. But yeah, UK Dining is consistently doing cool new projects, working really hard to make sure that they are staying on the cusp of sustainability. And I think that's really applaudable. It's a difficult job to do, especially mm-hmm. with how large our campus is and how many students it has.
Definitely.
And trying to make it viable as an actual thing that can keep going and not just be just because we're doing it to look good. I think
yeah.
that's what's really cool is they work really hard to build it into their business structure. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they're awesome. Really doing cool things.
And you are their sustainability intern, correct?
Yeah, I'm a sustainability assistant with them, yeah.
And so I'm sure you're extremely up to date on what UK Dining is up to with sustainability. So do you have any initiatives that they're up to right now that you are, like, particularly fond of, or?
Yeah, like I said, UK Dining tries really hard to be a well-rounded sustainability entity. Like, it was actually really surprising for me when I started this role, how much they do work and how many people do work in this. My favorite part and a huge part of what we do is buying local. We want to source as much local food, not only to help local farmers, but the local economy. And not only that, but offer healthy options for students here on campus. Like, that's a huge deal. If you haven't been to Champion's Kitchen, I say go out there. A large amount of what's there to eat, especially meat-wise, is sourced locally. We work with local farmers and Food Connection, which is part of the College of Agriculture. And so that has just been my favorite part, is I get to work hands-on-hands with these local businesses and local farmers and see really how much impact buying from them has, not only locally, but for students. Like, I think it does mean a lot to students, and I hope that they even recognize that. If you go Champion's Kitchen or to the 90, you'll see, like, local stickers on things that are locally sourced. If you follow UK Dining at all, they do put out social media about all the sustainability stuff we got going on. We also help with initiatives like recycling. We make sure that all the UK Dining facilities are up on, like, recycling. We've worked on composting in the past. So it's just we try and source as much of it as possible. We do try and check, like, things like food waste. That's been a really exciting thing to do, too. So, like I said, we really try to stay as well-rounded as possible. If you have, like, any recommendations, feel free to reach out to them. We love hearing them. We love working on new projects. So
awesome. That is great. So just, like, your whole experience with this research, and this kind of last week we also talked about sustainability research as well. So do you have any recommendations for people wanting to get involved in research? Like, would you, like, I don't know, any tips or just, like, how your experience was?
I think the most important thing we'll start at the basic research level. I think if you're interested in research, I think you should reach out to professors that you have or particularly enjoyed and just talk to them about what are they doing, because I will say I had no idea how many professors did research, honestly. Like, and that might just be, like, a naive thing, but so I had no idea, and so I reached out to some professors I knew. Jared Penn was one of my coaches, so that's how I met him, but he really got to talking about the things he liked, and I was like, okay, like, that's actually something that's kind of interest to me. And so I think talking to professors that you know and comfortable with, they will give you the best feedback. Like, even if it's not with them, they will connect you to someone in the industry or other people in your field that are doing research that you might be interested in. So I would say definitely try it out, especially, like, if you're considering grad school at all or anything like that, because, like, this is something that is applicable to your future at that point.
Yeah, definitely.
So I wouldn't hesitate either, because it can be daunting. Like, this project still feels like a lot to me, like, where I'm just doing all the background work and getting ready for presentations, and it is a lot of work and it's a lot of time investment, but I think it has taught me so much about myself too, and other people. And I got to meet tons of people that I never would have, I feel like, otherwise. So I would say, if you're interested whatsoever, or you're like, oh, that sounds cool, I say do it. You don't even have to be, like, the head of a project. Like, it kind of just fell in my lap in a way. Like, I definitely wanted to do it, don't get me wrong, but it did just work out really well in my favor. But if you're like, oh my gosh, I got so many credits, I've got extracurriculars, look at other projects, because there are so many cool. And when it comes to sustainability stuff, the Sustainability Council is, like, in the know. So first of all, you can check that out. But there's crazy stuff going on in a lot of the different colleges that have to do with sustainability. Like, I know the College of Ag isn't even, like, the pressing matter of sustainability, but they have even really cool projects, like solar system and stuff like that. So, like, solar panels and such. So, I don't know why I said solar system.
It's okay. It makes sense.
But, yeah, like, solar panels and stuff. So, it's just really cool, because there's so much going on this campus. I say reach out, find out what they have to offer. And if you're interested, and it's okay if you're not, honestly.
Yeah, like, totally fine.
But I say if you're interested at all, check it out.
Awesome. Well, just kind of like as a last wrap-up thing, also just totally in general, what are some ways do you think that we could be more sustainable in our consumer habits?
I think to be more sustainable in our consumer habits, because I do think we live in a world very driven by convenience, honestly. And, you know, I'm not judging that, because when I'm trying to get stuff done, I'm all about quick, easy. But I think what's really important is being self-aware. Like, if you're aware that you waste a whole bunch of plastic bags and you're cool with that, awesome. But just, like, that's all I ask is that, well, not awesome, but, you know, work on that. But yeah. but I just, being self-aware is really important. So I think what you put into your body, the habits you do, I think that's the best way for us to be sustainable, honestly. Like, I honestly didn't even realize how many plastic bags were going out of these pantries on the daily until this project. And so, and the thing is, students don't either. Like, they, I know I live in a house full of four girls, and so we have tons of plastic bags that just pile up from going grocery shopping and stuff. And just being, like, self-aware, like, do I really need this? Or even food-wise, I would say that, like I was talking about, the local food is just being, like, is this something that I would be, like, proud? Like, do I know where this is even coming from, what I'm putting in my body? And I'm not saying you have to be, like, psychocharted or anything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the specifics. Yeah. No, it's just really good to just look at your options. And I think people would be pleasantly surprised that it actually doesn't change your lifestyle completely. Like, it's not a whole 360. It's just, like, little things that you can do in your lifestyle that I think – makes you feel better about yourself. And I think that's the best thing you can really be doing.
Yeah, definitely. Just like education and awareness can go a really long way.
Exactly.
And isn't like a life-altering thing. So that's awesome. Well, Josie, thanks so much for coming on here. It's been great.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Okay, for just a few closing announcements. Tonight will be the second speaker for the Urban Forest Initiative seminar series. And the event is at the Plant Science Building, and it is in the Cameron Williams Lecture Hall. There will be light refreshments and socializing beginning at 6, and the speaker will begin at 7. If anyone has any ideas for a project that will enhance the culture of sustainability here at UK, you can apply for project funding from the Student Sustainability Council. More information can be found at our website, which is www.uky.edu/sustainability. And once again, this has been your host, Sophie, and as always, thank you for listening to Green Talks here on WRFL. Keep it locked.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.